We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
6:36, this is KDK Radio 1020. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning, I'm Kevin Battle. Coming up in 1/2 hour, Larry, the Pittsburgh Citizens Police Review Board may soon change, may get some more teeth in it. Councilman Ricky Burgess is going to join us with some details on his proposal. But first, Larry, we were talking yesterday and today about an issue that you had here at work, and an issue with a particular raccoon. And
yes.
Apparently.
No, I don't know that. Well,
apparently, the family may have gotten together.
Well,
and
let's
sent you
explain
a peace offer.
What happened yesterday? Pulling in, and I noticed more and more wildlife in the parking lot. We have these turkeys that go all over the place, and they look like pterodactyls. I've seen them terrify people in the parking lot, and then raccoons, and in general, wildlife seems to have proliferated in this COVID-19 pandemic. And on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Dr. Chad Gore, who is an expert at Ehrlich pest control with all pets, large and small. Doc, welcome back to KDK Radio.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
If I played you a sound, would you be able to identify the rodent?
Oh, I'd give it a shot, but I can't guarantee anything.
That's a raccoon, Doc.
Yeah, that is definitely. I remember hearing that actually at my
recorded right outside our studios here yesterday. So I pull in and I see a silhouette. I can't identify it, a creature by the base of a tree above the grassy knoll. And then I realize it's probably a raccoon based on size, not a coyote, not a fox. And then I think, what if this thing wants a piece of me? So I tooted the horn. It jumped up onto the tree, but only for about 5 seconds, then came right back down, stood up on its hind legs.
You want some of this?
Yeah. And then I opened the window and said, you know, get out. Come on. Go, go. Nothing. Just stood there, stared me down. And then finally I laid on the horn again, and he jumped back on the tree, and I made my 100-yard dash to the front door. Terrified that this thing may be following me, and thinking to myself, I may have to Bruce Lee this thing as I get to the door, because I have a card key to get in and I gotta turn around. So first of all, if you encounter raccoons, and you do this all the time, Kevin, at the dumpster.
Yeah, we both fight over food. What do we do when we sort of surprise an animal like that? With I know there's a lot less traffic, a lot less roadkill on the road, so there are more animals running around the neighborhood. So what should somebody do when they encounter something like a raccoon in the middle of the night?
Well, you definitely want to stay away from it. I mean, we raccoons are potential rabies vectors, along with, you know, carrying other kinds of diseases. And rabies is really no joke, so you really don't want to mess with it. So, you know, just walk away from it slowly, and, you know, make sure that you're not threatening it and trying to minimize your interaction with this thing.
Well, typically, a raccoon wouldn't chase you at night, would they?
Well, no, not necessarily, but... You know, if you come across this thing in a small area and startle it or you know, make it feel as though you're being aggressive towards it, then it will certainly defend itself. I mean, there, you know, when you've got a trapped raccoon, literally in a live trap, they're pretty vicious. you know, and you can get injuries just from handling a trap from the raccoon. So, you know, they'll definitely protect themselves. And when the animal has rabies, you know, it affects their brain, their nervous system. So, you know, they're not really thinking properly. So they're going to be doing things that are really out of the ordinary and kind of strange.
Well, I don't feel any better now talking to you than I did before. And if you see raccoons during the day, that's usually a bad sign, right? If it's broad daylight.
Right, exactly, because you know the rabies virus it does affect their behavior. Because it affects their brain, it affects their behavior. So you see them doing things that they normally wouldn't do. A normal raccoon is most likely just going to run away from you when something like that happens.
Well, I got some mace yesterday at the hardware store.
Is mace going to work for Larry, or should he continue just shrieking like a little girl and running towards the building?
It acts like it's called Pepper Guard.
Yeah, I think if you're that close to the to a raccoon, that the mace or the pepper spray would reach it. I'm sure that would probably work. If you're further away than what that'll reach, then your best bet is probably just to walk away.
All right, just try to walk away. But this has UV dye, so we'd be able to identify the raccoon under an ultraviolet light in the future. but I say this, but overall, you've noticed more and more rodents are coming around. I heard New York City, they already had a rat problem. Now it's exponential.
Yeah, I mean, for rodents in general, raccoons aren't rodents, but, you know, I think in general, we're seeing a lot more animals in general from a pest perspective than we have in a long time. And really, for the last, you know, speaking just about rodents, for the last couple of years, they've just been getting, it's really crazy for mice and rats and you know, there's not a lot of good explanation for why that is happening. I mean, we can only really just speculate.
I beg to differ with you. I think a raccoon is a rodent, as many people also feel white-tailed deer are rodents, too, when they chew up all their shrubbery.
Yeah. They are definitely some big-time pests. I mean, the raccoons can do some damage to your home. And if you get, you certainly don't want to get one inside the house. I mean, that's a tough one.
Well, yeah, that's a great question. What do you do to repel them from away from your house?
Well, really, the best thing that you can do is to modify the environment so that, that it doesn't attract them. So, you know, oftentimes the first thing that we see as evidence of a raccoon is a tipped over trash can with trash strewn about in the yard. So, you know, with the trash cans, if you can keep them in a locked container, that's great. If not, then secure the lid somehow so that if they do knock the trash can over, the lid doesn't come popping off. Just basically, in general, make it difficult for them. If you've got bird feeders or bird feeding stations with seeds and things like that, move that as far away from the house as you can. Otherwise, eliminate it. And if you've got trees that have limbs touching or hanging over the house, make sure that those are trimmed back so that the tree limbs are at least, at a minimum, 5 feet off of the surface, because they can climb up and across on a limb and then just hop down onto the roof. And once they get on a roof, they can you know, rip off fascia, the roof vent, and get into the house, into the attic.
Well, as an omen, Doc, I saw a dead raccoon on my way in the middle of the road, and Kevin has suggested that the other raccoons got together and had Petey whacked.
Yep. They whacked him.
They all understood what the danger was.
They'll take care of the problem. What other issues are you seeing? What other calls are you getting besides raccoons are not rodents? They're part of the trash panda family.
Yeah, you know, honestly, we're seeing an increase in a lot of things. We're seeing a lot of tick and mosquito calls this year as well. So, you know, really, it's hard to pinpoint one thing. I mean, it's just been really kind of a crazy year. I mean, 2020's been pretty exceptional, and the pests in general seem to be taking advantage of that.
Well, we always appreciate your expertise. Sounds like job security for an entomologist, Dr. Chad Gore with Ehrlich Pest Control. You're going to be busy for the rest of the pandemic and beyond.
That's right.
I'll try to get a picture of this raccoon and send it to you, see if you can identify it.
Yeah, all right.
In a police lineup. All right, Chad, have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Dr. Chad Gore on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline from Ehrlich Pest Control. There you go, Kevin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.